Hello, this is Lincoln, reading the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June 26, 2024. Beginning at the top, we have District 249 Board of Ed approves donations by Kim Raby for the Times-Republic. The Board of Education of Crescent Iroquois CUSD number 249 met Monday, June 23rd in the CCGS boardroom. Board President Steve Massey called the meeting to order at 7 p.m. with those present reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Board Secretary Becky Dirks took roll call with the following members present: Massey, Mallory Redeker, Candy Butzo, Dirks, and Aaron Hamilton. Also present was Superintendent Principal Lucas Schroeder. There were no changes to the agenda, so the board moved on to discussion items. The policy committee met prior to the meeting to discuss the first reading of Press Plus Policy Update 118. The faculty handbook was reviewed and members were reminded the Board of Ed meetings for the 2025-26 school year would start at 6 p.m. instead of 7. Schroeder's report as superintendent noted Crescent City Grade School is getting a thorough cleaning and the van fleet is being serviced now for preventative maintenance. As for the principal's report, Schroeder told of the end-of-year activities for students. Since the food truck was very popular and ran short of food, it is being planned to have the food truck at the school again. The board moved on to approve the following: minutes of the May 29th meeting of the Board of Ed, the treasurer's report dated May 31st, payment of bills dated June 23rd, the impressed fund and petty cash reports of May 31st, leaving closed minutes closed, destruction of audio tapes older than 18 months, and the first reading of Press Plus Policy Update 118. Also approved was a $1,800 donation for the CCGS music program from Bob and Sharon Liebig, a $1,000 donation from the Donovan Trust for the library and book vending machine, and a $2,000 donation from the Mary Helen Roberts Trust for the library and book vending machine. Lynn Canaday was approved as the district treasurer for the upcoming school year, and the district can begin expending funds on July 1st through the adoption of the fiscal year 26 budget. The board approved the renewal of insurance with PSIC through GTPS Insurance for property and casualty coverage, workers' compensation coverage with accident fund through GTPS Insurance for the upcoming fiscal year. The board adjourned to executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. However, a meeting to consider an increase in compensation to a specific employee of a public body that is subject to the Local Government Wage Increase Transparency Act may not be closed and shall be open to the public and posted and held in accordance with this Act 5 ILCS 120/2, amended by PA 99646. Once the executive session adjourned and the regular meeting reconvened, the board approved the contract of Victoria Legan as presented and then adjourned. The Monday, July 21st meeting will take place at 6 p.m. in the CCGS board. And now to They Can Dance, Ileana Dancers Heading to Nationals Competition in Branson, Missouri, by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. A group of dancers from the Ileana area are heading to national competitions this weekend. They are from Dancepiration Dance Academy in Watseka and are from Iroquois and Newton counties. Owner-choreographer Blair Schaumburg said the seven groups of dancers are heading to Branson, Missouri to compete in the national competitions through Star Power National Talent Competition. There are 28 dancers going. Schaumburg's dancers have competed in similar events in the past. Baylor Rigsby is the tumbling coach. "This is a different one," she said. "It's sort of similar to the worlds which we have attended in the past. Routines still have to qualify to go, but the competition itself is ran completely different from the worlds which we've attended in the past." The competition runs from June 27th to July 1st. "We have at least one routine performing every day of those dates," Schaumburg said. "The dancers qualify for national throughout the season. Each routine has to qualify for it, meaning they need to score above a certain number and or place first overall at their regional competition to advance on to nationals, and all of our routines luckily did," she said. This year's dancers and routines include Blakely's Moment for Life is a Nicki Minaj-inspired solo performed by Blakely Henneke. Creepin' It Real is a porcelain doll-inspired creepy duet performed by Bella Schneider and Blakely Henneke. Rhythm Rebels is a Janet Jackson-inspired duet performed by Avery Schroeder and Priya Kidwell. The Nicest Kids in Town is a group routine inspired by the Broadway play and movie Hairspray, performed by Megan Borgers, Taylor Handy, Livia Coleman, Rysia Brown, Rylan Sturenberg, Bailey Rader, Alari Moreland, Ellie Smith, Lily Anderson, Julianne Newman, Bella Schneider, and Madeline Loy. Mrs. Worldwide is a Pitbull-inspired hip-hop routine performed by Lily Anderson, Abby Quick, Ilani Zavala, Blakely Henneke, and Brycia Brown, Avery Schroeder, Aaliyah Raymer, and Kabri Brown. It's Britney Babe is a Britney Spears-inspired group routine performed by Ilani Zavala, Blakely Henneke, Avery Schroeder, Bella Schneider, and Priya Kidwell. Seaside Sweethearts is a fun Grand Line routine inspired by the movie Teen Beach Movie, performed by Avery Schroeder, Layla Lou Walters, Julianne Newman, Taylor Handy, Livia Coleman, Morgan Stevens, Bailey Rader, Hannah Potter, Lily Anderson, Alari Moreland, Madeline Loy, Aaliyah Raymer, Brycia Brown, Abby Quick, Presley Walters, Megan Borgers, Blakely Henneke, Bella Schneider, Gwen Homerding, Sophia Smith, Piper Rutledge, Sophia Mentz, Ilani Zavala, Gabby Martinez, Rylan Sterenberg, and Priya Kidwell. The dancer's dedication this year and hard work has been inspiring, she said. Each and every year they step it up and set the bar even higher for themselves. They have harder dances, trickier lifts, partner and group work that they have to nail, character that they have to play, and on top of it all, their busiest schedules yet with outside sport and school activities. You can tell these dancers love to perform the minute they step foot on stage. They light it up and are such a joy to watch. At the national competition, two of our seniors dancers, Kaberi Brown and Abby Quick, were selected to represent our studio during an opening number of the competition. They will spend all week in 3+ hour daily routine practices to learn a routine from a highly known choreographer to then perform in front of the whole competition on the final day. I'm so excited for them to get this unique experience. She said in the regional season, they attended 5 competitions. The earnings include the nicest kids in town, platinum, first overall, full of joy, judges' choice award, 5 stars, first in category, first overall, platinum, first in category, 5th overall, Broadway bound, judges' choice award, platinum, first in category, first overall, party on stage, judges' choice award, platinum, first in category, first overall, Mrs. Worldwide, platinum, first overall, Pack Attack Callback, 5 stars, first in category, first overall, Excellence in Entertainment, Golden Ticket recipient, regional champion, platinum, first in category, 3rd overall, Shake Senoritas, Judge's Choice Award, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, double platinum, first in category, 1st overall, It's Britney Babe, platinum, 1st overall, Pack Attack Callback, 5 stars, first in category, 5th overall, Golden Ticket recipient, platinum plus, first in category, 2nd overall, Golden Ticket recipient, Cool Concept, Judges' Choice Award, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, Star Quality, Judges' Choice Award, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, Seaside Sweethearts, platinum, 1st overall, Most Creative Concept, 5 stars, first in category, 1st overall, platinum plus, first in category, 1st overall, Excellence in Entertainment, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, double platinum, first in category, 1st overall, Creepin' It Real, platinum, 1st overall, 5-star premiere, first in category, 1st overall, Commitment to Character, Judge's Choice Award, platinum, first in category, 4th overall, Gold, 2nd overall, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, Rhythm Rebels, platinum, 2nd overall, 5-star premiere, first in category, 1st overall, platinum, first in category, 3rd overall, platinum, 1st overall, platinum, first in category, 1st overall, Blakely's Monument for Life, platinum, 1st overall, Pack Attack Callback, 5-star premium, first in category, 2nd overall, Rising Star, Judge's Choice Award, platinum, first in category, 2nd overall, Little Miss Swagger, Judge's Choice Award, platinum, 2nd overall, Pack Attack Callback, double platinum, first in category, 1st overall. And now, 2025, Little Mr. and Miss Firecracker announced. Little Mr. and Miss Firecracker will be featured in the City of Watseka Independence Day Parade. The parade will be at 10 a.m. July 4th. A total of 8 children entered the 2025 Little Mr. and Miss Firecracker contest. This year's contest consisted of a coloring contest for area children ages 3 through 7. Little Miss Firecracker is Oakland Crouch of Watseka. Oakland is 6 years old and is the daughter of Chelsea and Drew Crouch. Little Mr. Firecracker is Preston Turkany of Watseka. Preston is 5 years old and is the son of Dawn and Derek Turkany. The winners will ride in parade on July 4th. All the coloring sheets will be on display at the chamber office until the 4th of July, located at 110 South 2nd Street in Watseka. The policy committee met prior to the meeting to discuss the first reading of Press Plus Policy Update number 118. The faculty handbook was reviewed and members were reminded the Board of Ed meetings for the 2025 school year would start at 6 p.m. instead of 7. I've already read that, but it's here. What's the deal? Sorry about that. Tyler Robinson is top singer in Fireball Festival 25's Idol Competition by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. Prior to Fireball Festival 25 taking place this past Father's Day weekend in Crescent City, competitions were conducted to get down to 6 contestants to compete in an Idol competition. The 6 finalists were Veronese Roni Morikal, Kat Hummel, Starla Gray Hummel, Tyler Robinson, Haley Knoll, and John Crones. Judges for the event were Denise Kosick of Crescent City, Tori Legan of Cisna Park, and Craig Massey of Watsika. MC and organizer of the event was Chris Morikal, and manning the soundboard was Todd Pfeiffer. There were 2 rounds of competition, with each contestant performing 1 song in each. At the end of each song, each judge voiced their compliments and critiques. In the first round, Morikal was complimented for being vocally strong and having great passion. Kat Hummel was offered some critiquing in that she needed to move more on the stage and make eye contact with the audience. At the end of the first round, Gray Hummel was complimented for getting the audience to participate and having good stage presence. Tyler Robinson was told his song was a great selection for him, and he was praised for singing with passion at the end of the first round. Noel sang Living on a Prayer for the first round, and though she was told the song may not have been the best for her voice, she was commended for having eye contact with the audience. John Crones finished the first round with judges complimenting him on his strong stage presence and for singing with such passion and emotion. At the end of the second round, Roni Morikal was noted for her stronger stage presence compared to her first round and for singing a song personal to her. Kat Hummel was commended for having more movement on the stage and advised to take bigger breaths in order to have more air for the long notes. Gray Hummel belted out Heartache Tonight for her second round and was told she appeared to be having a great time on the stage while singing with confidence. For his second round performance, Robinson sang Sound of Silence and was told his voice was captivating. Noel sang My Heart Will Go On in the second round and was complimented for her sweet sound and range and for choosing a song with which her vocals came out. Crones was commended for mixing it up and performing his song choice his way. For judging, 75% was from the judges' points and the other 25% was from the donations audience members gave for their favorite performers. Points from the judges were given for stage presence, vocal performance, and song selection. After the tallying, Veronese Morikal was in third place, John Crones was in second place, and taking the coveted first place was Tyler Robinson. Each received a cash stipend, trophy, and Fireball Festival bucket. Commode Races of Fireball Festival provide flush and good time by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. It's fair to say many visitors to Crescent City's Fireball Festivals look forward to many things, but the Commode Races are a top draw. This year's Fireball Festival had 3 junior teams and 3 senior teams. organizer of the event was Jenny McTaggart, who designed the registration forms and created the sought-after Plunger Awards. Pylons were borrowed from Eastern Illini. Chris Morica loaned a public address system and part of his lawn for seating. Jim Sorensen got the vehicles out of the way to make room for spectators. Jim McLean, chief and coordinator of paramedics at Crescent Iroquois EMS and ambulance service, was on hand with his crew. Emily Jansen kept updates available to the public via the Crescent City Fireball Festival Facebook page. And Grace Segebruch arranged getting medals and Casey's gift cards for the event. Junior division. The crack shot team was made up of Jude Johnson, Gavin Coleman, Kazen Medina, Tegan Reed, and Coy Wagner. The depot consisted of Skylar Norder, Malachi Howard, Kale Gertis, and Benny Norder. And members of the Royal Flush were Cade Legan, Brady Anderson, Augie Schunke, and Henry Schunke. After the depot took the first round, they were wiped out of the competition when they lost a tire and toilet paper in the second round. Winner of the junior division was Crack Shot, with the team receiving a Plunger trophy and individual medals. Senior division. Swish Happens members were Drew Moore, Katie Moore, Ryan Norman, and Sammy Norman. Making up the Matt Kester Farms team were Matthew Langelier, Brandon Schoth, Keegan Zach, and Alex Kostika. Members of the Dirt Racers were Alexis Shiwi, Bobby Crego, Raymond Poskin, and John Thiesfeld. The Dirt Racers almost plugged up before clearing its way around the pylon, coming close to tanking. Matt Kester Farms ended up blowing all debris out of its way and making a clean finish and earning first place. Matt Kester Farms received the Plunger Award for its efforts, and each member received a Casey's gift card. An added honor is the team name and members' names will be added to the coveted Crescent City Crapper Cup, which was donated many years ago by Mike Miner. The first names on the cup are from 1985, and it is proudly displayed at Blondie's in Crescent City. Department of Public Health announces first human case of West Nile virus in Illinois of 2025, Dateline Springfield. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has confirmed Illinois' first human case of West Nile virus, WNV, of 2025 in an individual from southern Illinois who was hospitalized due to complications of the infection. About 1 in 150 people who contract the disease caused by a bite from an infected mosquito develop a severe illness that can affect the brain, spinal cord, nerves, and even cause paralysis. According to information provided, the case marks the earliest onset of illness observed in Illinois since 2016. And underscores the risk posed by mosquito bites, especially to those who are over 65 or immunocompromised. So far in 2025, WNV has been confirmed in 19 counties. The first WNV-positive mosquito batch of this year was found May 9th in Rockford. In 2024, there were 69 confirmed human cases of WNV, including 13 deaths, the highest number since 17 WNV-related human deaths recorded in 2018. The fact that we are seeing the first human case of West Nile virus so early in the season serves as a timely reminder, especially for seniors and those with weakened immune systems, to protect yourself from illnesses caused by mosquito bites, said IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora. I encourage all Illinoisans to fight the bite and take precautions to protect themselves and their loved ones. IDPH urges the public to fight the bite by practicing the three R's: reduce, repel, and report. Reduce. Make sure doors and windows have tight-fitting screens. Repair or replace screens that have tears or other openings. Try to keep doors and windows shut. Eliminate or refresh each week all sources of standing water where mosquitoes can breed, including water in bird baths, ponds, flower pots, wading pools, old tires, and any other containers. Repel. When outdoors, wear shoes and socks, long pants, and a light-colored long-sleeved shirt, and apply an EPA-registered insect repellent that contains DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, IR-3535, paramethane diol, PMD, or 2-undecanone, according to label instructions. Consult a physician before using repellents on infants. Report. Report locations where you see water sitting stagnant for more than a week, such as roadside ditches, flooded yards, and similar locations that may produce mosquitoes. The local health department or city government may be able to add larvicide to the water, which will kill any mosquito larvae. A county is considered positive for West Nile virus if a mosquito, horse, or human from that county tests positive for the virus. The counties to report WNV so far this year included Bureau, Christian, Clinton, Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Fulton, Grundy, Hancock, Henry, Marshall, McDonough, McHenry, Peoria, Scott, Stark, Tazewell, Wayne, and Winnebago. Last year, WNV was confirmed in 72 counties in Illinois. IDPH supports mosquito control efforts throughout the state by providing $2.8 million in funding to Illinois' 97 local health departments for vector surveillance and control activities. This includes purchasing and applying larvicide, working with municipal governments and local news media for WNV prevention and education, and investigating mosquito production sites and nuisance mosquito complaints. Local health departments collect mosquitoes for West Nile virus testing. Monitoring for WNV in Illinois includes tests for mosquito batches, as well as testing sick horses and humans with West Nile virus-like symptoms. West Nile virus is transmitted through the bite of a Culex mosquito, commonly called a house mosquito, that has picked up the virus by feeding on an infected bird. Common symptoms include fever, nausea, headache, and muscle aches. Symptoms may last from a few days to a few weeks. Most people infected with West Nile virus will not show any symptoms. However, in rare cases, it can lead to severe illness, including paralysis, meningitis, or encephalitis, i.e., brain and nerve infections, or even death. People older than 60 and those with weakened immune systems are at highest risk for severe illnesses. This has been Lincoln reading the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, June the 26th, 2025. Have a great day.